Welcome. You are listening to the Learning to Believe Again podcast with your host, Brittany Bexton.
Where do you begin when you're learning to believe again?
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I have my friend Shannon on with me today. Welcome, Shannon.
Hi, Brittany. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. So Shannon Davis has been on the podcast before. She and I had a discussion about domestic abuse at one point because she is an advocate for survivors and she helps raise awareness against domestic abuse. She also came on and shared her healing testimony a while back. But today we are continuing our Jehovah Jireh series. And she has an awesome testimony about Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider. And I am so excited for her to share it with you. So welcome, Shannon. Let's hear your story.
Yes, thank you. At the beginning of this year in January, January 4th to be exact, I was feeling very strongly that I needed to be with my daughter. I work full-time in the school district. She goes to school full-time, but she'd been struggling in the school. We were trying to have her needs met. And we did a 504, which just allows for accommodations, extra time, alternative testing environments, just some understanding for her situation when she was feeling overwhelmed. Yeah. But it was not being met. She was not feeling heard, seen, or validated in school. And I felt like I was sending my daughter, like Brittany just said, into a domestic abuse situation. She was acting the same way. She was having nightmares on Sunday nights, sick tummies. And I was praying. I was in prayer with a friend, and I just felt the Lord say, you can release her and keep her home. And I was like, what, Lord? If I tell Maylee that she gets to stay home, then I can't go back on that. Are you going to provide for me? How are we going to do this? I work. And he said, you can release your daughter. And I know the Lord, and I knew his voice. And at 11 o'clock at night, I said, you don't have to go back. So I told Maylee, you don't have to go back to school tomorrow. And the relief was instant. You could see her shoulders just settle in and she slept better that night. And within 2 weeks, her trauma score went from a 24 to a 12. I still didn't have a job or finances after those 2 weeks, but my daughter was healed from being removed from that environment. And I knew the Lord was faithful. I did not go back. I did not doubt. I didn't know what he was going to do, but he surely did it. I found out of a resource called FMLA. It is not the federal, but it's the state in Washington state. And they give you 480 hours for you to take care of your family when they need you. I had no clue about this. I've been a parent for 24 years and had never heard about this. The Lord revealed it and I got it. I had it within a week. I had a doctor's note in. Within 2 weeks, I had money in my account. I could not believe it. The Lord had provided. He had released my daughter. He had healed my daughter. Wow. And I was able to pay all my bills. It was amazing. And within 2 months of her being home and being heard and being seen and being validated, she said, I want to go back to school. So we are back at work and back at school. But what the Lord did was put me in her school. So now I went from the school that I was working at before, junior high, that's my age group that I just love those kids, to an elementary school, which I love them too. But my daughter is like, Mom, I'm so glad you're here. So he used my faith in him and the trust in his voice, even though I was freaking out. Okay. I'm a mom. I don't quit my job without having another job. This was huge. So here we are. We're back at work. We're back at school. I have 36 more days left of school to work as a sub at her school. And God has provided. He is going to continue to provide. And I have no doubt that he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides.
Amen. And just in case you aren't clear, Shannon didn't just pull her from school, period. Shannon homeschooled her.
Yes. That's funny. No, yeah.
Yeah, because Shannon had homeschooled her in the past, and Shannon does do teaching and works in the school. So she pulled her home to homeschool her. So
yes, I did. We have Christian curriculum that I love, classical conversations. It's wonderful. We learn everything in sing song, all the history. I mean, these kids know history from when Jesus came until now by a 12-minute song. It's incredible. But I know the Lord's calling us into there to be a light. but yep. we needed to be healed. And that faith healed us. I mean, the faith, the trust in God. Me and Britt were just talking about Abraham and Isaac, just like, yeah. and you know, just the faith that God was going to resurrect Isaac if he was going to really take him, or he had the sacrifice, he had the way. He did that for me and Maylee again. This isn't the first time that the Lord has come through for us, and he will continue to do so, and he will do the same thing for you. So if you find yourself in a situation where you have to choose and God is telling you something, choose what God says. And I just ask right now that if you are struggling with any type of financial provision, anything that you need the Lord, Jehovah Jireh, to provide for, that he would provide it for you right now. Because what he does for one, he'll do for another. He is no respecter of person. And where two or more are gathered and agree, it shall be done for you. And where two or more are gathered, you are here in the midst of Yeshua. So you are welcome here, Jesus. And we just ask for you to come and be Jehovah Jireh in the midst of us, and you remain with us, God, and that we would have a faith and a trust in you that would never fade. In your precious holy name, Jesus, amen.
Amen. Yeah, so I love this testimony, Shannon, because God provided in more than one way. Maylee was struggling, and she needed a way out of what she was dealing with. So God created a way out for her. He told you to release her from that. So he did that. He provided for her in that way, for this emotional need first, before he provided the financial and other provision. It reminds me a lot of when, you know, the Israelites left Egypt. God provided this emotional need. Well, not just emotional, it was physical too. They were in slavery. They were being mistreated. He released them from that. But then they had to go out into the wilderness in faith without resources. But he provided for them there, and he did the same thing here. And it's just awesome.
Amen. And he'll do it again. And he's doing it right now.
Yes, he is.
For a lot of us.
So the key is we have to remain faithful to him. We have to trust and know that he is our provider. And we have to be obedient when he tells us something. I mean, if you hadn't been obedient, you would have still had money because you would have still had a job, but Maylee would have been in that unhappy, unhealthy situation. And by trusting God and knowing that he would do what he said, or that he would take care of you because he told you to do this, and he's not going to call you out into the wilderness and then let you die. No. You know, like the Israelites kept saying that to him, but he didn't let them die. He provided for them. So he called you out into the wilderness of sorts, but he took care of you there. So.
He did. And I challenged him, Brittany. I said, Lord, if I tell Maylee this, you have to come through for me. You have to, Lord, because you know, as a mom, I cannot tell my daughter that she can be home with me and she can relax and we can do homeschool for a little bit until things get better. If we can't be homeless,
yeah,
we can't lose everything. And I felt his pleasure because he knew I was going to obey, but he also let me sit in it. He did not answer me. Right away, he let me sit for a while. And the first signs of understanding of this miracle was when she was better in 2 weeks. She was better first before I saw the financial. And that right there softened my heart. I said, no way, you did this. You healed her. You wanted this. And so my faith is in you for more than just her healing, more than just making a way. You're not going to leave us here to now be homeless. He hasn't left us in our entire life. So. Just thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Brittany, too, for seeing this testimony as something that, you know, God is really doing. He really is for us, all of us.
Amen. Amen. He is. Shannon, would you close us out by releasing a prayer over everyone?
Yes, I will. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just ask for provision. I ask for provision for everyone that hears this testimony today to know that you are faithful. Father, you are a faithful God. You do not fail us. You have not failed us, and you will not fail us now. I thank you for revealing yourself as faithful, revealing yourself as Jireh, revealing yourself as Shalom. I had peace over this, God, and I just ask that you release your peace onto these people, your provision, and you mark them with the name Shalom. You mark them with the name Jireh. You mark them with the name Faithful today, God. And I thank you for this, and I love you, and I trust you in your precious holy name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Shannon. Thank you for joining us today, listeners. I hope this episode encouraged you and blessed you. Have a wonderful week. I will talk to you next week. Where do you begin?
you're learning to